In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, peace and blessings be upon you. May this business of all economic activists, wherever you are around the world, be excellent. We are here with another podcast about writing ideas, and God willing, today we will be able to take our part from this episode and write afterwards. As the name of the topic, which is writing, is clear, you see, we have tried in all podcasts to remind you of this point that, my dear friends, you must have your paper and write down the points that you hear in podcasts, you see in the videos, and even you read on the website's articles. Write them down in your notebook in order to be able to remember them. Because all of these special happenings, all of these points, they take a lot of time for you to comprehend them fully. Today, we want to talk about all of these details. You see, a German scholar did a research on the brain and human mind and how it actually transmits these teachings and why we remember a lot of conversations. Based on this research, the method that it exists, it depends on writing so that the mind can determine these topics and become the king. You see, as long as you write the points that you are listening to, then your brain will be able to master them and to remember all of those in details. You see, a lot of people will come to me and say, I'm stressed about like these negotiation skills or business skills that I am learning, but I'm stressed that I cannot perform them. And I ask them, what's 3 in 3? They say 9. 4 in 4? They say 16. 10 in 10? They say 100. And I ask them, okay, why are you not stressed now? And you answer all of these questions like a parrot. Why are you not afraid? Why are you not worried? And they say, I don't know, I didn't understand. This is because I ask you questions that the topics are repetitive, you have learned them. But if I ask you questions that they are not yet mastered in your mind, you are anxious, you are afraid, and you get stressed. The questions I ask, because they were fixed in your mind, it was easy for you to answer them like a rabbit, like a parrot. Easy. So this stress is not because of the presence of any other person. It's just depending on you. So it doesn't matter if you're facing me, if you're facing another person, if you're facing a customer. That's not about the person who is asking you these questions. It's about the question itself. Because we can change the person that is asking the question, and you can easily answer the questions that they are mastered in your mind. You answer them easily without any hardship. So basically, all of these stresses, all of these anxieties, and not knowing what you are supposed to do is only related to knowledge and information. Because the individual does not have enough information, he gets stressed out. Many people are actually dealing with this same problem in business, and that's normal. They are afraid that the customer may not know how to ask a question that they know the answer. For this reason, they shorten their conversations so that less questions they pop up and less answers are needed to be provided. And there is one simple point. Less conversations, less connections that you have with a customer, your share from doing business with this customer will obviously be less. So this is the main point. Less share equals less money, and less money equals less income. Less income means more difficult life. Now it's up to you. Now, we were talking about this research done by a German scholar. What does this German scholar say? He says that after 20 minutes, almost 42% of people, they forget whatever they have learned. Do you remember the previous podcast? What was the topic? How many minutes have passed since that? One day? 2 days? How many days have passed since the last podcast you listened to? Can you say that I or my colleagues, what they have talked about? Can you remember the topic? Can you repeat what we said for example, half an hour? That is exactly what this researcher is saying. He's explaining that after 20 minutes, 42% of people, they forget whatever they have learned. And after 24 hours, which is one day, 67% of people, they forget whatever they have learned. And after 31 days, that is after 1 month, 79% will be forgotten. After 60 days, which is 2 months, 90% will be forgotten. Have you heard all of this? Now, let me actually tell you about a memory which I remember. I remember one day, which was 3 years ago, a person came to me and he said, I have been a marketer for 25 years. I know everything, but for example, I have little income. I'm not earning well. And I asked him a question. I said, you have been a marketer for 25 years. You know everything. You have learned a lot. So why are you not successful? And he said, I don't know. There are some things. I don't know. I don't have customers. The market is not good. Price changes all the time. That is why I'm not successful. And I said, okay, do you think that I live in another country? I am in the same country. I am in the same market. So what was the problem? I eat what you eat. I have same expenses. You know, you have your expenses. We have ours. Everything is equal. But look at my income and look at your income. See, many people think that we are magicians, like we do magic and we get money. Or for example, in a negotiation, we shake hands with a customer and the customer agrees to give us money easily. No, it's not like this. Business is not like this. So put all of these beliefs aside. We don't get money like that. Do you think we are magicians? Well, we are not. There is no such a thing. You see? Maybe it's you who is going the wrong way. Many people, they tell themselves that they know everything. You see, I have been a marketer for 25 years. I have been a businessman for 10 years, 13 years. They think they know everything. But I should say, forget it. What do you want to say? Do you want to tell me that you know a lot? But if you knew a lot, you would have earned money. And why didn't you? So the point is, if you learned, if you are experienced, your income should match that opinion as well. And when you ask them, why aren't you successful and why aren't you earning enough money? They blame everyone but themselves. For example, they blame God, they blame the president of the country, they blame the representative of the parliament. They actually blame everything and everyone except themselves. We should fix this problem to make life better. You see, the first thing in order to fix all of these mistakes is that we have to omit these wrong beliefs in our mind, because we are not clear about ourselves. We are not clear about what we want from this world. You see, many people, they say, God, why? Why do you do this to me? Why is this happening? Why there are some exchange rates? Why these economic problems happen? Or even they say, I was someone else. I wish this happened, that happened. And I say, forget it all. Please forget it all. Forget everything. Don't look for someone to blame. Don't look for a place to blame. There are flaws, there are problems everywhere and for everyone. It's us who we need to fix all of this. And first, we need to be clear with our demands, with our desires. Actually, this is exactly writing, which will help you to be clear with your requests. This is where they say that you can actually write this information, you can write whatever you demand for, you can even write your decision, and it will make it much easier for you. And even for decision making, writing makes decision making much easier. Many people say, we are still in doubt. We have now entered the business. Should we continue? Should we do the partnership? We should not. Why? Why can't you make up your mind and make a decision? Because you haven't written. You see, there's no stability. There's no stability in your mind if you don't write. You will forget everything you have learned. So writing makes you curious. It makes you excited. It will help you to find the right balance in order to reach your goal. So writing your demands, writing your decisions, writing your points, it will create power in a human being. So writing creates power. You want to reach to your goal? Write this for yourself. Write what you want from this word and make a commitment to do what you have written. Even sign it. This is the beginning of a story. For someone who wants to be rich, he says, I'm listening, I'm learning, I'm receiving training, I want to be rich. And I say, I will give you a guarantee. You see, guarantee is two-sided. You do a series of things, you make a guarantee, and he makes a commitment. So I make a series of activities, I guarantee to help you to be successful, and you need to provide me a guarantee in order to be committed. So, what is this commitment that we are talking about? We always say you have to listen, understand, believe, and do it until you reach to your goal. You see, you listen, you understand what you have listened to, then you have belief and faith in it, and then you do it, you make actions. Then you get your job, you get the job done, you become rich, you get the business done. Go ahead, use this approach, and I can guarantee that you will get to what you want. You see, if you can even find one person who says that, I followed these leads and I followed this strategy, I have done what was said and I didn't get the results, then I will give you whatever you want. You see, in various conferences that we have, actually people come and say, I did what you told me and I got some money, I got some earning. Then with this earning, I bought a gift, for example, for my son. I got a house, I got a car, and it changed my life. You see, people are eager to do things for themselves, to have this income, and finally do these activities that make them happy. So you should do it as well. Make a commitment, sign it, and work on it. Write down your goals, put it on a paper. Now you made a promise to yourself, you made a commitment that I will do all of these activities, and I sign it. Another point which is seen in many people is that before having any commitment for themselves, before getting to any success themselves, they always judge other people. Why did he do that? Why did she do that? Why did this happen? Why is this like promise like this? Why is that commitment like this? What are these activities? And a lot of similar questions. For example, they judge another business person, they judge the market, they judge a representative, they judge a president of the country on their activities. The point is, my dear, as a business person, you have to become the manager of your life, first of all. You see, first, do what you want to do in your life. First, change your own life. Then you will be able to promote others' lives as well. So, you have to manage your own life first. First, write down the goals that you have. Then, be committed to it and get the goals and activities you want to be, get them done. Then you will see no reason to blame others. The problem that so many people face is that they only blame others and they judge others for their mistakes, and they are not focused on their own lives as well. So another time, someone comes to me and says, I didn't make it. I did not get successful. It didn't happen to me. The first thing I ask them is that, okay, why do you think you didn't get successful? Who are you blaming? And then I will see if this person is blaming himself or others. Because if you're just complaining about everyone and everything, of course you're not going to make it happen. For example, in our company, if you talk to the successful people, you will never see them complaining about others. For example, they say, why is this person did that? Why he didn't do this? Why this happened? So in general, it doesn't matter what is going on in your country, what is going on with the people around you. First of all, you should be focused on your life and your business. Life is a two-sided game. They do a series of things and you have to do a series of actions. You have to do a series of action in order to make some changes. So if challenges and obstacles happen, you have to prepare a business model, a business strategy that can easily face all of these challenges, and these problems cannot affect your business. So if there is any problem, you should find the solution. So you have experienced a problem in your life. Observe it, check it, and find a solution for it. Mostly people that they are always facing problems in their life, they tend to quit the business. They tend to quit that job. They tend to quit that challenge. And they run away from it. But challenges and problems, they happen all the time. And you need to create solutions. For those who have had problems and they quit it, they are not going to get anywhere. So if you want something, if you want a better life, if you want a better business, you need to find solutions. Thank you for listening to us in this podcast. I hope it was informative to you all, and good luck.